And hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys for the day. So before we get started, we're going to do our announcements like we always do. If you guys are on phones at Facebook, at Twitter, at wildbyanimals.com, it's a great way to stay connected, be a part of the wild family, even though Twitter's not has been updated in months. Still, you can go follow it. Other than that, what was the other announcement? Sorry. Oh, yeah. Also included in that, guys, if you want to go, there should be some links where you guys can send me your guys' questions. I can answer them live while the show is going on. Also, if you want to send me, like, anything to shout out to anybody, happy birthday shout out, that's also included in that deal. With that being said, what is up, guys? And sorry, I got distracted. What is up, guys? I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are achieving all your goals, all that good stuff, and with that being said, I do apologize that we didn't have a show last week. I have gotten the allergies are kicking in, and I am just not feeling it. My throat was really sore. I was coughing. I may be coughing a little bit this episode, so just bear with me. But we are back. We're in full effect, and we are here today because another special listener named Ollie, he requested that we talked about gorillas today. So, and Ollie is, you know, one of four children specifically, well, five, who I love very dearly, like they're my own. He's like my nephew, so I love him to death, just like him and four other children. I won't, you know, go into detail, but they know who they are. But yes, buddy, this one's gonna be for you, and you guys just stay tuned. I know the intro was a little bit weird, medicine, you know, but anyway, we'll be right back after this break, and we will get right back into it. Hey guys, this is Jose from Wild About Animals. I just want to throw this in and be like, if you guys have any requests for any future podcasts, make sure you leave them on Facebook, and then I'll make sure I put them on a list, and I'll let you guys go over there. Back to the show we go. All right, guys, I hope you're ready to learn about gorillas today, because I'm ready to talk about them. So let's get into it. So with the gorillas, they're related to chimpanzees and orangutans and bonobos. But it's been studied that the African apes, gorillas, chimpanzees, and bonobos diverged from a common ancestor about 4 to 5 million years ago. Now, gorillas are some of our closest living relatives. After chimpanzees and bonobos, they share about 95% of our DNA. And for those who don't know, you know, if you want to know what DNA is the basic structure of life. It's basically what decides, you know, a lot of your features, what you are as a person, what you get from your parents, all that good stuff. If we were to talk about DNA, we'd be here for hours. Gorillas can also walk quadruped on all four, and they can sometimes use their knuckles to carry their weight and of their head and torso. Now, gorillas can stand up and walk on two legs for a short amount of distance, but not stand up like we can. They can't do that. They have to walk on all fours, but they can stand and walk a couple steps with their standing up. Now, there's two different species of gorilla species, and also included in those two species, there's two subspecies. Now, there's the Western gorilla, with the two being the Western Lowland gorilla and the Cross River gorilla. While there's also the Eastern gorilla with the subspecies the Mountain gorilla and the Eastern Lowland gorilla. But sadly, though, all of these species are endangered, typically due to habitat loss and poaching, obviously. And with that being said, the Cross River gorilla is actually the rarest, with fewer than 250 wild individuals, when they remain in 8 small isolated populations in Nigeria and Cameroon. With a lot of apes, gorillas have been shown to show they have different individual personalities. They've even been observed to display emotions such as grief and compassion, which is a very common thing in a lot of primates, you know. Now, gorillas live in family groups, typically run by one adult male who's usually referred to the silverback. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard that title before, but the reason that the male gorilla is called the silverback is because when he reaches maturity age and his hormones start to kick in, the hair on his back basically turns white or silver, which basically means he has reached adulthood. But usually it consists of one silverback male, multiple females with juveniles and babies. Typically, when young males reach about the age of 7 or 10, they usually leave, or they're usually forced out of the group, and then they go make their own group or take over somebody else's group. They typically live in these small areas of land, and then typically they leave, you know, they live from one area to the next, you know, but it has been shown that different groups can somehow, can most, majority of the time, different groups of gorillas will sometimes live and cohabitate and coexist peacefully without one attacking the other. With that being said, with gorillas living in social groups, they also have the way to actually socially bond with each other. One thing that gorillas do is a thing called social grooming, which is basically one gorilla will sit down and the other will comb through its fur with the fingers or teeth, and they'll pick like grubs and stuff. And it's basically a way for gorillas to reinforce and establish social bonds. Now, with that being said, gorillas are they've been studied to show that they're mainly herbivorous, which means they mainly eat plants like leaves and shoots and stems and some fruit. But sometimes they have been known to eat small prey animals like bugs, like I said, snails, termites, ants. And it's even been shown that gorillas will sometimes, the way, and this is a cool thing, the way that they'll eat ants, chimpanzees do this too. They will take a stick and they will stick the stick in the ant or termite mound. Thus, the ants would walk on the stick, excuse me, and then they'll just lick it off like a like a popsicle, the way I related to that. So that's a, you know, pretty interesting way that gorillas use tools to gather food. All right. Now, with that being said, female gorillas usually give birth or at about when they're like 10 years old, and they'll typically have offspring 2 to 5 years in between they will have offspring every 2 to 5 years. So basically, gorillas give quite a bit, you know, babies throughout their lifetime, and they usually only have one. Now, gorillas have a gestation period, and for those who want to know what that is, gestation period is the time that the mother carries the baby. 9 months, just like, but they have gorillas have the same gestation period like humans. So they carry the baby for 9 months, but the baby usually weighs less than a human baby, but they grow at twice the rate. But with that being said, you know, that kind of shows the relations that we have with gorillas and between us, that they have the same gestation period, just like humans, which is very interesting when you think about it. Now, gorillas spend the majority of their time on the ground, but they can climb trees. The cool thing that gorillas will do, and you can go look up videos about this, is gorillas will actually make nests on the ground because they sleep in the ground, and gorillas will actually take leaves and twigs and they'll twist them and turn them and make these little beddings out of leaves. I think a good example of that is, for those who don't know, watching Tarzan, the Disney movie, is actually a kind of a good representation of that. Minus, you know, the whole them taking care of a human. But they do kind of show or exhibit some natural gorilla behaviors that you can actually see if you were to watch them in the wild. Now, with that being said, you know, mountain gorillas, they are known for this belching vocalization. And they constantly make this noise while they're eating, while they're foraging for food. You know, it's the best way they can stay in contact with each other. But they also use it as a way to, you know, to not just keep in touch, but also in case they see any predators. And if something does come up on the group of gorillas, the male gorilla will get into his defensive stance, start beating his chest, and start charging at whatever is coming at the group. Because the male gorilla's role in the group is to protect the group from getting attacked by any type of predators or any other male gorillas. Now, and when we talk about the belt vocalization, you know, gorillas are typically, you know, besides, you know, mountain gorillas, gorillas as a whole are typically quiet. But just like other ape species, gorillas have been known to actually be able to learn sign language and very basic human sign language, but they can learn sign language nonetheless. If you guys take the time, I believe the gorilla was called Coco, was her name. I think you learned about her. I learned about her when I was really, really young. But, you know, it was very interesting and cool to hear a gorilla actually use basic sign language and she could actually understand it. I believe her name was Coco. I'm going to have to look that up so we can, you know, try to get that in there. But I definitely think we should really go and look into that a little bit more. But yes, gorillas can be taught basic human sign language. A lot of apes can be taught, you know, chimpanzees, orangutans, like I said, but gorillas are also included in that, which shows just how intelligent that these guys really are. And probably the last thing that we'll go about with the gorillas is, you know, I think these guys are kind of the best example of gentle giants, because gorillas in some movies have been portrayed as these aggressive, angry, you know, apes, you know. When most of the 9 times out of 10, gorillas are probably one of the more gentle apes species. I would be more concerned about chimpanzees, because chimpanzees are known to be aggressive. But gorillas are typically very docile, very nice, very, you know, sweet animals. I've actually had the pleasure of looking at some, and they're probably some of the most chill animals you'll ever come across. So, you know, but I think with that being said, this is kind of, you know, one of the shorter ones today. But we did get some information out about gorillas out there. So I hope, Ollie, that you enjoyed this. I hope all of you, the viewers, you enjoyed this as well. And I hope you guys are enjoying, you know, the rest of your day, achieving all your goals, making sure everything you come across is going to go well this week. And I will see you guys next week. Hopefully my throat is better. That's kind of why we're kind of not rushing, but getting through this one pretty quickly today. But next week, I hope, hopefully we'll have, my throat will be ready, and I'll be ready to give more information for you guys. So with that being said, y'all stay wild out there. I love you all so much, and I do apologize if I made a couple mistakes today. The medicine's kicking in. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. See you next week.